So, let me know if I'm tripping. First, what's up, y'all? What's going on? Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are in this COVID-19 world. Welcome to another episode of The Lovable Asshole Experience. I'm your host, The Lovable Asshole, Slap Rock the King. And I just want to jump right into this real quick. I'm not going to keep you guys long, but this shit is... I was listening to a podcast, and the girl... One of the hosts on a podcast said that she was on her way to a friend's house. She was going to spend the night, but before she went over there, she told him that, look, we're not having sex. I'm still come over there, but we're not having sex. And her co-host said, you don't think you was teasing them? You don't think that was wrong? You know... Why you ain't stay home? And so she was like, you know, it's my pussy. I do what I want. And, you know, you got certain girls out there that's saying they not going to fucking go over there and have sex. And they fucking it up for girls like me. So I was trying to figure out, like, you know, why didn't you stay the fuck home? Because... My thing is, if you are coming to my house and the sun is down and we are dating, and I'm not saying we supposed to fuck every time, but what I'm saying is, you know, that is pre-booty call hours when the sun is down. You know, Family Feud go off, dun-dun-dun. It's 8 o'clock. If you there at 9:45 and later, and I don't know. I don't want to sound, you know, I don't know the word I'm looking for. But imagine you coming into my room in my bed with your nice lace little panties on. You're not coming to my room, you know, dressed fucked up or have some fucked up bullshit on. No, you sleeping in your fucking panties and bra, which that match. You got the best skin care lotion on, so you fucking glistening in my bed. And now you got on fucking Versace Arrows for the women, or Chloe, or Marc Jacob Daisy, or some other shit, and I'm supposed to chill? You could have FaceTimed me. If you wanted to fake cuddle and shit, you could have FaceTimed me. With that, I don't have no problem with that. I don't have no problem with that. Some virtual shit. You know, keep the shit a little spicy. I'm all for that. I was in a long distance relationship, so we had to Skype, like the phone sex shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm cool with that. Like you're not coming over here regular. You ain't coming over here regular. Feet done and you smelling good. Come on. And I ain't talking about nobody in a relationship because that's different. But I took it as this is just a nigga that she was fucking with. And she just didn't feel like fucking that night. Well, you should have fucking stayed home that night. Come over when you feel like fucking. I mean, we could chill. I don't got no problem with chilling. If you at my house before Family Feud, come on. And we watching the fucking news, ABC World News tonight. You know, that's some coloring spoon and shit. But come on. 10 o'clock, you popping up. Talking, I'm just coming to sleep. You got out your own bed to come over here to go to sleep? But wait. Can you imagine if a man did that shit? Can you imagine if a man called you, told you he was coming over? Hello? Yo, what's up, Keisha? Hey, Reggie, what's up? Listen, just got out of the shower. About to come over there. I know it's like 9:30. I'll be there like 10. Oh, okay, all right, I'll be here. We waiting for you. No, listen, I ain't giving out no dick tonight. I just want to come and chill and, you know, lay up under you. She's going to fucking hang up on you. She's going to hang up on you. You don't have the power to tell a woman you ain't fucking her. You don't have the power. Men don't have the power to do that. We don't have the power to do that. Are you fucking kidding me? Can you tell a girl no? What? If you tell a girl no, she going to think two things. You fucking around. Three things. You fucking around. You just fuck somebody. Or you got a fucking STD. You can't tell a girl no. You can't sit there and tell a fucking girl you got a headache. No, babe, I got a headache. What? Anyway, headaches cure. I mean, sex cures headaches. You might think I'm lying. Google this shit. I told somebody this last week. Google this shit. Sex helps headaches and fucking migraines. So, fellas, when your girl tell you she got a headache, it's okay. Give me that ass. I got the fucking cure right here. You don't need no Tylenol. You don't need that. You got dick and all. I'll give you all this. You don't need no. You don't need no Aleve. You don't need no Advil. I got Dickville. I got Dickville for you. That's all you need. It's going to knock that headache right away. But men, we don't got the power to say no. But they do. You can't go over no girl house at fucking 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and say you just want to fucking cuddle. And you coming over there, you smelling good. You got your hair cut the day before yesterday. Drawing. Probably go over there with fucking sweatpants on. With your fucking Ithaca drawers. And you think you can just lay next to her? Man, you can't even do that in a relationship. Are you fucking kidding me? You can't even do that in a relationship. What? Nigga, you gonna be sleeping on the fucking couch. And this is, if this just a chick you fucking or fucking with, you're going to be the topic of her group chat. You're going to be the topic of the group chat. You're going to be trending on Twitter. You're going to be trending. You're going to be a trender. Blame China. Just blame China. We ain't got the power to do that. But they do. I tell you this, don't fucking come to my crib and we just, because you, I don't want to sound redundant. I don't want to sound, because I keep saying the same thing over. But it just, it amazes me that, you know, when we talk about the double standard thing and we'll bring that up and I know a woman will find a way to flip that shit and make her situation look good. I know she would. I know you would. Tyrone can't come over there at 10 and say, I ain't giving you no dick. I'm just coming to watch fucking 90 Day Fiance. What? Are you kidding me? Tyrone, you can't do that. Reggie, you can't do that. Y'all, we can't do that. Keisha can, though. Samantha can. Oh, they can do that. Shout out to the ones who say, you know, you ain't getting no pussy tonight. They just want you to fight for it a little bit. Shout out to you. You just earned a fucking car wash, interior and exterior. On me. You the real MVP. Coming over here. And some of y'all bra and panties don't match like that. It'd be two different fucking colors. Because it's the same shade. No, bitch, no. If it's forest green at the bottom, I want forest green at the top. I don't want ivory. I don't want no ivory. He throwing me off. Bra and panties need to match. That shit, I guess you can't match all the time. So I guess ivory and forest green, if, you know, if it's laundry day or some shit, you know what I mean? But I don't know how you don't wash the same, you know, the pair that come together. But, I mean, I guess as long as it's fucking clean. As long as the panties is clean, we cool. I don't give a fuck what color it is. The shit is coming off. But it would be nice just to see you walk out the bathroom into the room with motherfucking bra and panties that fucking match. And you glowing. You glowing. You know what I'm saying? You got that motherfucking shea butter on. Smelling good. And I'm just supposed to lay next to you. And just say, oh, how beautiful you are. If you feel something moving in the middle of the night, oh, best believe I'm going to get mine. You hear me? Best believe I'm going to get mine. If you leave me hanging like that, oh, I'm getting mine. It's only right. It's only right. I'm supposed to be there, lay up under you, and then go to work the next day with blue balls in 2020. 2020 is already fucked up. Now I gotta go to work with blue balls. No, this is what you do. You stay the fuck home. You can FaceTime me. We can have a virtual coloring session. We can watch the same thing, same channel. If you got the Fire Stick, I got the Fire Stick. Tell me what you watching. I got a tripod. I can set my phone up, and it could just be like you're right next to me. It could be like you're right next to me. But I ain't even into all that shit, because if she told me, hey, I'm coming over, yeah, but we ain't fucking tonight. Right then and there, I would've gave an excuse. Oh, hold on. What'd you say? Oh, you need me to come in for a couple hours? Oh, don't worry about coming, babe. This is my supervisor on the line. He want me to come in for work. Well, what'd you say? A bomb went off. Downtown? Hey, babe, I got a, you know, I'm part-time superhero. I know I didn't really talk to you about that shit, but this is what I do at night. I know I'm never always available at night. This is the reason why. So I'll catch you another time. Yeah, just hit me when you feel like fucking. Like, I'm coming up with an excuse. I'm getting the fuck out of there, because you is not going to fucking waste my goddamn time. You could have had somebody else. You could have had another freak joint over there. The girl would feel the same way if you did that to her. She would be mad. She'd be mad because we all know women got options. Men got options too, but women, they got options. And the difference is, niggas tend to stick around for a long ass time on that fucking waiting list. They gonna wait till their number is called. Don't fucking matter how long. She might like a picture every 6 months. Once every 6 months. In his mind, he still got a shot. Now, if it was the other way around, look. Chicks ain't waiting around like that, because eventually they gonna wanna creep up the ladder and be number 4, number 3, and eventually number 1. So you had to cut that shit short. It's different. It's fucking different. But I just feel like this. It's a time and place for everything. And if you come to my house at a certain time, the place is my face and your ass. I don't see it no other way. We can watch TV for a few, 12 minutes. We can watch CNN. You know, I like Don Lemon. He's pretty dope. Smart guy. Real smart. But if you come here planning to go to sleep, not even go to sleep, just, you can't even come here with tights on, because tights is the new lingerie. Don't even come here with fucking tights on. You come here with some gray, baggy boyfriend sweatpants on. No, because I ain't even letting you in. You come in my house looking like you fucking just left the gym or dance class, aerobics class. No, don't come over when your period on. Well, some of you can, because some of you, you know, a team player. But I wouldn't want you to come over, especially when you're cramping heavy. I know the first 2 days is really rough for you guys. And I don't know what to do about that. You know, rub your stomach. I don't know. But no, stay home. Stay where you can get the most care. And then you see me when you're spotting. You know, not to have sex, but I know that the stomach pain level had subsided a little bit. And I know, you know, I could be more of some assistance to you. All right, y'all, I'm going to get out of here. But make sure you guys also watch the Uncensored Podcast. We air every Wednesday. Every Wednesday. Follows on Instagram, Uncensored Podcast. Follows on Facebook, Uncensored Podcast. Follow us on YouTube, the Uncensored Podcast. Like, share, subscribe our page. Shout out to our wine sponsor, Love Jones, Miss Lori. You can get your wine at www.adornedbyher.com. Follow her on Instagram and put in Uncensored Podcast. You get a little discount once you use us. The rosé is my favorite wine. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. This has been the Lovable Asshole Experience. I am the Lovable Asshole, Slap Rock the King, and I'm out of here. See you guys next week.